Now it's 7:52 and Brian's back with business.
Louise, thank you. Breaking news this morning, Davies Fund Management business is to be bought by the investor services group IQEQ. Davy went on the market after it was fined by the central bank earlier this year for breaching market rules. An announcement is awaited on what's happening with the sale of the remainder of the business. The central bank proposed yesterday banning the practice whereby insurers effectively penalised customers for staying with them for many years. However, it stopped short of proposing the end of so-called dual pricing, where they effectively entice new customers with a better rate. Cathy Shannon, Director of General Insurance at Brokers Ireland, is on the line. What's your view of the recommendations, Cathy? Did they get the balance right, do you think?
Good morning, Brian. Now, we're still considering the report that was published yesterday, because between the report and the technical annex, there's an awful lot of data to digest. But yes, our initial response to the report was disappointment that the CBI has not gone far enough, and it has, as you say, stopped short of banning dual pricing. And it's price walking. The proposed ban on price walking is for personal consumers on second or subsequent renewals. So this should serve to limit harm to a cohort of customers. But we take the view that all consumers are equally deserving of the protection of the financial regulator. I think that you can contrast it to the approach of the FCA in the UK, which published a report on this area in May of this year. Now, the FCA is banning dual pricing, and its price walking is, it's linked to new business and renewal business prices are linked. So price walking is banned for all consumers. And
The central bank's argument is that if there are good introductory offers there, it fosters some element of competition.
It does foster some element of competition, but it should be noted the data in the FCA report makes clear that for in home and motor insurance markets, dual pricing harms far more consumers than it benefits. And I certainly take the view that all consumers are entitled to fair value. Like, why should a consumer necessarily have to shop around to get fair value from an insurance company?
Should insurers have to refund customers now that they've effectively been overcharging for years?
Well, I don't know that I'd go that far. I mean, that's sort of outside the scope of the report. Certainly into the future, they ought to be using fair value. That is what consumers ought to be entitled to, in our view. We're still considering the report, and we welcome very much the consultation, the public consultation that is open until the 22nd of October. We'll be putting in a consultation paper to that, and would recommend that all stakeholders and interested parties do so.
There's a multiplicity of problems besetting the car insurance industry. One is price signalling, where insurers were essentially flagging price rises to their competitors, and brokers were found by the CCPC to be complicit in this in their preliminary study. So do brokers have a role to play here too?
I certainly don't want to talk about the ongoing price signalling investigation, because it is still subject to an investigation that's ongoing, so it's not appropriate that I discuss that in detail. But when you say a role played by brokers, what do you mean, in what respect?
Well, I suppose the ultimate test here is, will it bring premiums down, and do brokers have a role to play there as well?
Brokers play no role in the setting of premiums. The setting of premiums is a matter for insurance companies.
Okay, Cathy Shannon of Brokers Ireland, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning. More business news at 8:30. Gavin.